Dollars. We approach Christmas again this year, and not a great state health-wise, but anyway, our safety appeal focuses on the dangers of driving under the influence of alcohol at any time of the day, and the devastation that the loss of life and serious injuries that drink or drugs can cause. And so we're appealing to people to celebrate wisely. Obviously, if you're driving, don't drink. And if you're drinking, don't drive. It's very simple. The tragedies and the devastation that drink-driving collisions can cause to families and communities has been well proven over the years. And we keep repeating the message on an ongoing basis. Obviously, at this time of the year, it's highlighted because of the time, the festivities and the celebrations and so on. So just appeal to everybody to leave the keys at home. If you're driving, don't drink. And again, if you're drinking, don't drive.
And there may be kind of a impetus. Maybe some people think, oh, I've only had one drink, I might as well give it a go, or they might think they're under the limit or whatever. But it is important that people kind of realise as well there are alternative options than driving. If you are maybe the planned driver, or you've driven yourself somewhere and you end up having a drink, you can always get a taxi. There are taxi apps. There are plenty of things and alternatives for people to use. And would you promote people using alternative means to get home if they do end up having a drink?
Oh, definitely so, because even one drink impairs your driving, and that's been proven down through the years. So there is alternative ways to go home. There is alternative ways to plan your night if you are going out or you are planning to drink. But please, for everyone's sake and for all road users' sake, please never drink and drive or use drugs while driving, because the devastation that causes to everyone is untold, and nobody wants the devastation of losing a loved one over the Christmas period or any time of the year.